South Carolina took down its Confederate flag in July after a man shot and killed several people in an attack on a black Charleston church. Now, Florida Democratic lawmakers Geraldine Thompson, Dwight Bullard, and Daryl Roussan are backing bills to ban the battle flag from being displayed on publicly owned or leased land. But Florida League of the South spokesman James Calhoun does not believe those bills should be approved.
We think this is an agenda by the cultural Marxist. This is an agenda that attacks our Southern identity. It attacks our Southern heritage, and that's what we're here to raise awareness about.
Calhoun's group is listed as a hate organization by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Demonstrators waved to drivers and passersby over the weekend as they took to the old Capitol lawn with Confederate flags on display. Across the street, a second group also rallied with a U.S. flag and signs displaying peace. The Florida Senate has removed the Confederate flag from its official seal, and a proposal in the legislature would take down a statue of Edmund Kirby Smith from Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. Smith was the last Confederate general to surrender to the Union. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.